This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong made the comments after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal Kim Jong-un's recent statement that North Korea will be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. On Monday, the top U.S. envoy on North Korea affairs said on a visit to Seoul that he hoped to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks. Palestinians and Jewish settlers have hurled stones, chairs, and fireworks at each other overnight in a tense Jerusalem neighborhood where settler groups are trying to evict several Palestinian families. The threatened evictions fueled protests and clashes in the run-up to last month's 11-day Gaza war. They pose a test to Israel's new governing coalition, which includes three pro-settler parties, but is also hoping to sideline the Palestinian issue to avoid internal divisions. Israeli police said on Tuesday they arrested four suspects in the neighborhood overnight. It was unclear who started the brawl, though. Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province Monday and encircled the provincial capital, according to police. Taliban's gains come as the Pentagon reaffirmed the U.S. troop withdrawal was still on pace to conclude by early September. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. British Royal Navy commanders say the UK's newest aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, is helping to take on the lion's share of operations against the Islamic State group in Iraq. Meanwhile, Russian warplanes are trying to keep tabs on its cutting-edge F-35 jet in a cat-and-mouse game with British and U.S. pilots. Speaking on board the carrier on its first-ever deployment, Commodore Steve Morehouse said the U.K. is carrying out most missions to wipe out the remnants of IS in Iraq during as the U.S. concentrates on its withdrawal from Afghanistan. Morehouse says that the carrier offers the U.K. flexibility in how to conduct military operations abroad and keeps those that wish to cause us harm on their toes. Taiwan is criticizing Hong Kong in an escalating rover, signing a letter supporting China's sovereignty claims over the island, which had prompted Taiwan to pull out officials from its representative office in the Chinese-run city. Taiwanese staff working at the island's representative office in Hong Kong started leaving the financial hub from Sunday after the government there demanded its officials sign a document supporting Beijing's One China claim to Taiwan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlined actions in the United States and that it's taking in conjunction with the EU, UK, and Canada to impose sanctions on key members of the regime in Belarus. The sanctions were imposed on several senior officials in Belarus over the forced diversion to Minsk of a passenger plane traveling between two EU countries last month. Asset freezes and travel bans were also imposed on a number of officials linked to the security crackdown that continues to rock the country about 10 months after President Alexander Lukashenko was returned to power in elections branded by the EU and others as fraudulent. The Philippine president has threatened to order the arrest of Filipinos who refused COVID-19 vaccination and told them to leave the country if they would not cooperate to contain the pandemic. President Rodrigo Duterte, who is known for his public outbursts, said he is exasperated with people who refuse to get immunized and who then spread the coronavirus. He said the country was facing a crisis and he would arrest those who refused to get the inoculation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.